I'm Kevin Kilgore for Georgia Public Broadcasting. The days of NHL hockey in Atlanta often seem like some long-forgotten past, but it was only 7 years ago when the Atlanta Thrashers packed up the pucks and departed for Canada, becoming the team now known as the Winnipeg Jets. For Atlanta fans, this was a sickeningly familiar feeling. See, this wasn't the first time the NHL broke Atlanta's heart. The Atlanta Flames, Atlanta's first NHL franchise, left for Calgary in 1980 after an 8-year run in Atlanta. Maybe the most brutal part of it all is this. Atlanta didn't fail the Thrashers. No, the Thrashers failed their city, in large part due to an ownership group that seemingly had no interest in building a legitimate hockey team. Now, the Winnipeg Jets are enjoying their best season ever, currently battling in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. But what about Thrashers fans? What do you do when the team you love moves away? Can you ever move on? Can yesteryear's Thrashers fans take pride in today's Winnipeg Jets? I spoke with 5 Thrashers fans about what it's like to overcome a lost team.
My name is Chris Shivako. I was a Thrashers fan from the time the team was announced, as soon as they got the expansion franchise. I'm an Atlanta Flames fan for life. I'm an Atlanta Thrashers fan for life. I am not a Calgary Flames fan, and I am not a Winnipeg Jets fan. I've always been a Thrashers fan. I've never been a fan of the organization or ownership. You know, it's tough to get emotionally engaged with a franchise that you know ownership is basically mailing it in. The ownership group really intended to flip the Thrashers. So these were basketball people that really had no intention of keeping the Thrashers long term, and they ultimately did not really know who owned the team. So a team that they wanted to flip, they didn't know who had title to it, and they really just got stuck with it. When they announced it, watching the, you know, there's emotional parts in your life that you remember. Never forget standing in front of the screen, Gary Bettman doing the news conference, making it official that the Thrashers were leaving. And at that point, I'm in my 40s, and I got to hold back the tears. Whatever sport you love, when you know that sport's leaving, there's two connections. You love the city of Atlanta, and you love this sport. And you know at this point that it's probably not coming back. Some people, if they have a divorce, don't want to have anything to do with that bad memory of that situation in their life. So, for instance, when the Calgary Flames won the Stanley Cup, they're skating around the ice with Atlanta's colors on. The uniforms are identical. They changed from a flaming A to a flaming C. And that's heartbreaking to see that. So it's a scar, really. And the other thing is you know that city, you know, took something that you really liked, and now it's gone. I think as far as the Jets go and their playoff run this year, time heals all wounds. And I think, you know, there's a reason why we forgive people in life. Lack of forgiveness is baggage. I think I've let it go. I can kind of pseudo root for the Jets.
For fans like Chris Shivako, seeing two teams come and go from Atlanta was heartbreaking. But it wasn't any easier for those involved with the organization, such as Ben Wright, who worked as the team's senior website coordinator.
When the Thrashers left Atlanta, I was devastated. There had been rumors for years that they may be relocating, maybe getting sold, but we had been told over and over again that that wasn't going to happen. A lot of people assumed that Thrashers fans were mostly people that had moved down here from the north, but a lot of our most committed fans were people that grew up in Atlanta when the Atlanta Flames were here. So they grew up around NHL hockey and they fell in love with it. And so when the Thrashers came, it was Atlanta's second shot in an NHL team, and they remembered what it was like before and wanted that again. So there's this history of getting teams and losing teams. I still pay attention to some former Thrashers players, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan of the Jets. Part of the reason I have some hard feelings towards the Jets is just kind of the way the sale of the team came about. It was done so quickly. I don't think Thrashers fans got a chance to say goodbye to the team in a proper way. We didn't know that the last game was the last game. The season ended, and then the sale was announced a month later. And then I was responsible for managing the Thrashers message boards, and we had a pretty active message board community, and it got flooded with Winnipeg Jets fans as soon as the sale was announced, so they did not make that last month very pleasant. Being a former Thrashers fan in Atlanta now is kind of like being part of some kind of secret club almost. I think we kind of recognize each other. I think part of the reason there's still kind of a community of Thrashers fans is I think people went through a shared experience of losing that team, and so they've kind of bonded around that and then the bitterness that came with it in some ways.
Though hockey is long gone in Atlanta, the fan community lives on. That is plenty apparent to Jason M., who runs a Thrashers parody account on Twitter that reaches more than 7,000 followers.
So yeah, I run a Thrashers parody account on Twitter. The username is @notthrashers. Started as this parody, kind of making fun of all of management's blunders over the years. And it's done really well, actually. I think right now it has 7,000 something followers. One of the greatest parts about running the Twitter page, I'd say, is just seeing how many people are still into the team. I get pictures sent in pretty much every day from people going to NHL games and wearing a Thrashers jersey. When the Thrashers left Atlanta, you know, I was devastated because it's difficult when you spend that much time emotionally invested in the team, and it's very hard just to kind of pick another team from that. It's a lot of memories gone. It's a lot of experiences that can't really happen anymore, and you feel bad for the city. It's such a great game. I do like the Detroit Red Wings now. If I had to pick a team, that would be them. But it's not the same. I really do consider myself a Thrashers fan still. My feelings towards the Winnipeg Jets are kind of mixed for sure. So it doesn't feel so much like the same team, but at the same time it does, if that makes sense. But it just kind of feels like a diluted version, just a watered down Thrashers with different jersey on, more or less.
Hockey holds a special place in the hearts of Robert Dunilowich and Guy Parent. For fans like Robert and Guy, the Winnipeg Jets became an enemy of sorts. But regardless of place, the Thrashers' mark on Atlanta will never be forgotten.
First name is Robert, last name Dunilowich. It was really easy for me just because I've been raised on hockey, that I always enjoyed the game just in and of itself. I love the speed, the energy, the dedication, the loyalty that players show when they just disappeared from Atlanta, essentially. Like, it was terrible. And yeah, like, initially it was just like, oh, well, those players, like, I don't really have any kind of like ill will towards them, but I certainly don't want them to succeed. I want Winnipeg to at least deal with like some of the crap that we had to deal with in terms of success. And they did. And it was great. There's a lot of anger and frustration towards the management with the league too. It just seemed like when it came to Atlanta, it was just kind of like, oh, well, that sucks. See you later. The most thing, I mean, you can ship out players, but to ship out an entire hockey team's terrible. So, but with Winnipeg, yeah, early on, I just had zero interest and not, I wouldn't say complete hatred, but definitely negative feelings towards them, their success, their culture, their everything. You had emotional ownership with them and wanted to see them do well, and you wanted to really just kind of be on the ground level with the team and just invest so much time and energy and passion, and someone else is going to get that opportunity, and it sucks. You really just, you want that yourself. There's a slight level of fandom that's like, okay, I might be a little bit supportive of this, but I mean, it's taken like you said, like 7 years though to get to that point.
Guy Parent. I've been watching Thrashers games since their inaugural season in 2000. They had these third jersey alternates that were light and dark blue. They were hideous. I honestly don't know if anyone really, really, really liked them, but there was an obnoxious color, but it became their home jersey. And so when you believed in the Thrashers, you believed in Blue Land. When the Thrashers left Atlanta, it wasn't very fun. It was a sad time. Just watching hockey in general, but hockey has become a major part of my life. Hockey's been there. It's always something that I've enjoyed, and to be able to be a part, to be a season ticket holder, was just fun. It was special. The Winnipeg Jets are my least favorite team. I usually don't cheer for them. They're in the playoffs now. Yeah, I cheer for their competition. I don't specifically place one team as tops, you know, since the Thrashers have been relocated. I also believe that having a hockey team here in Atlanta twice, being the Atlanta Flames and the Thrashers, that there will always be some solid following of Thrashers. They will remember Blue Land.
I'm Kevin Kilgore for Georgia Public Broadcasting.